while you're up, would you get me a soft drink?
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Discover real cola taste with just one calorie. Diet Coke. Discover the one-calorie real cola taste worth leaving Pepsi for. Diet Coke.
Movies on video cassette.
Welcome to Strange Glow Video.
Guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish.
We're oozing with VHS, horror, nostalgia, and more.
New better block, glow in the dark.
After it comes in videotape,
you can get a glow in the dark hand puppet from the movie Casper.
And now, your host. Alec, Justin, and Nick.
Hey, you're not allowed to rent here anymore.
Yeah! We're going to start the episode.
Yeah.
We're going
to
start.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Strange Glow Video. Today, we're going to be talking about The Last Crusade starring Indiana Jones.
That's not exactly, you know. The movie is called Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, and Harrison Ford
starring
is starring.
Sean Connery.
That's why Nick doesn't do intros, everybody. So thanks for joining the show. Strange Glow Video here, as usual. And we're going to talk about Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade tonight.
Why does your voice sound like that right now?
Because
a little higher pitch right now.
I got a little candy in there. That might be this microphone.
That is, old man candy.
Cat shit.
Fucking delicious. It's vegan, too.
Bullshit artist.
Bullshit artist.
What the fuck?
You shouldn't be able to do that.
You broke it.
No, I had used the maximum thing and it popped up for a minute like, fuck you.
So this week we'll have a separate episode where that includes our show and tell. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is just our movie review this week, and we may BS a little bit too.
We'll see.
So this came out in 1989. You know what this movie did?
Sucked.
It didn't help the fucking box office for Ghostbusters 2. 1989 was
that
competitive
and Batman,
summer.
Yeah.
Although, I did watch this on VHS, and it starts with its own Diet Coke ad.
Really?
And if you haven't seen this Diet Coke ad, well, I'm going to put it in this episode.
Is it Indiana Jones Coke ad?
Yes. Diet Coke.
Just said.
The same Diet Coke can that looks exactly like that one, because Batman...
Is Sean Connery in it?
No. And there's not even Harrison Ford, but Indiana Jones is in it. It's just they always show him from the side and shit, you know, it's some guy.
It's a stunt double.
But it's a guy sitting on his couch watching The Last Crusade. And
Indiana Jones is watching TV?
No, just a regular guy. And then his wife or girl comes in and, you know, he's like, will you get me a soft drink, I think is what he says. And then she goes into the kitchen and then... It becomes an Indiana Jones adventure for her to get the soda. Like, her kitchen floor breaks apart and she jumps across and Indiana Jones saves her. And then she eventually gets back in there.
Bones her.
And the guy's just like, yeah, I really like Indiana Jones. And then she's like, yeah, well, his DNA is dripping out of my asshole.
Well, that's fair. No, I've not seen that ad.
Go watch it sometime.
I'll watch it when I...
So this is Memorial Day. Did you guys have a nice Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, I'm remembering River Phoenix. He died
outside the Viper Room.
Yeah, he
in
died
LA.
outside the Vipe Room in L.A.
Rip.
Thanks for your service. He opens this feature up. He's one of the young Boy Scouts, the young version of Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see how Indiana Jones gets his scar on his chin.
And you get to see how Indiana Jones is afraid of snakes. And
then you get to see how Indiana,
and you get to see how he discovers the whip. And you get to see how Indiana Jones gets his hat. Yeah.
His whole fucking look is stolen from that guy, right? The same leather jacket, tan pants. I'm like, wait a second, what?
No, you get to see him discover his fear of snakes.
He's
not scared of snakes.
Four things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
the same day.
It was worse than Solo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was bad. Like, that's terrible writing to open a picture, right? Why did you even need this?
Because this is Steven Spielberg's favorite Indiana Jones, too. Yeah, I mean, I'm like, why? Did you remember getting cream pied by...
Yeah, all these movies came out the same decade, and they're, like, very nostalgic in this one.
I will say, this is the most kid-friendly Indiana Jones, and it's not fun because of that.
I don't know. There's some not kid-friendly stuff.
There's no, like, face-melting like Raiders of the Lost or heart-ripping.
Well,
like,
it doesn't melt, but he, like, rapidly ages, and then Indy shoots, like, four guys with one bullet, and it's a little graphic for...
Yes, but not as so much as the other ones, right? And then,
compared to Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom was...
Was the first one severely not? I mean...
The first one's probably pretty on par with this, except for there's two moments that I can think of that are... One is implied really gross... When the guy, he's fighting the guy next to the plane, and he just goes,
"Oh yeah,"
and lets the guy get splattered by the propellers.
Yeah,
like, you know, that's gruesome, well, but like, they don't show it.
There's admitted statutory rape in the first one too.
Well, it doesn't.
And he's like, "You knew what you were doing."
Well, it doesn't happen in that movie, though. It happens before
that
movie.
They reference it.
It happened before Temple of Doom,
and then he victim blames her. So
yeah,
yes, he does. He victim shames her as well.
Well, his dad's Sean Connery, so what do you expect?
Yeah.
Did Indiana Jones?
I like to slap around my women.
Did Indy slap any women in these movies?
With an open hand, with an open fist.
Fuck it, I go with the knuckles. I got some brass knuckles. I hit all the bitches with knuckles.
So I didn't love this movie. I didn't hate it. Like, watching it as a kid, you know, it was on all the time. Like,
you know how most people's hair on their cocks and balls area doesn't actually cover the cock? Mine does.
You should see my knuckles.
It looks like a hot dog rolled in fur.
It looks like I had intercourse with Alf and then rubbed it on his fur.
Exactly.
Gross. There's some fucked up stuff in this movie. And I don't even know if I want to go... Well, let's just talk about it. So we got River Phoenix doing his thing. And so they're looking for... They find the Coronado. Coronado. Sorry, my handwriting shit. I'm like, I mean, that's a familiar word. Something like that. So, and like, in a Utah mine. Like, really? In Utah?
Coronado?
What the fuck are you doing in Utah? Like, that's where they sent all the Mormon people when they got rid of their temples in Independence, Missouri. They all got shipped out west, and that's
right
why
down
they
the
picked
street.
On Utah. Yeah, their old wizard temples down the
good,
road.
Good, I'm glad we got the fuck out of here. I don't want to put up with these fucking weirdos.
Special underpants, motherfuckers.
This movie is fucking to the point with the little the train scene. House of Reptiles, a lion, a bullwhip.
What's
like
a circus
everything.
Train, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's labeled like the Batcave in the 66 show.
It is. Yeah. It's like shark repellent.
It's well, it's like an Evil Dead 2 when the
computer.
He's looking for the chainsaw and there's that chalk outline on the fucking wall.
Uh-huh.
It's goofy.
Yeah. Which there are some weirdos that do that with their tools, so that makes sense. Like some OCD motherfuckers. So like that is better done than this. I'm going to give it credit.
Yeah. No, but it's still hilarious in that movie. But that movie knew what it was doing.
So the guy that Indiana Jones...
I thought he was going to give him his jacket, too.
And this just shows you how
his pants.
Fucked up of a character Indiana Jones really is anyway, right? Because when you think about it, he's stealing all this shit anyway, which, right, white people have historically done. Like, they'll go fucking raid people's tombs and put it in their museums.
In a white museum.
Yeah, and then you're like, wait a second. So you're going to take this from this country to take it to yours or wherever it was found? Because... So he steals from these other guys that are looking for something to steal, and he thinks he's right because he wants to give to the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Your logic's already flawed. His dad's despondent and doesn't give a shit, and they just do the lazy thing where they don't even show Sean Connery's face in the flashback scenes. You just hear his voice and see a figure at a table.
They didn't have him on set for that day. You know that for a fact. That's a body double.
Yeah, and then the sheriff comes and like they steal it and give it back to the bad guy, and then we jump ahead to 1938 where he's going to steal it back. You're like, why does this movie even open up with this? There's like a very
we're gonna piss a lot of people off with this review, I feel like, but
I don't care. So well, the whole reason you go to Indy's house is just to briefly see Sean Connery, Henry Jones, researching the Holy Grail. Like, he's researching it then in 1912. Like, this whole opening in this movie just forces on everything about Indiana Jones that you like. You're like, does it really have to rip off the style from a guy that he was trying to stop stealing? You're like, And then you just hand... here's the bullwhip conveniently on the wall. Did he keep that bullwhip?
The only thing they didn't explain was his... need to date teenage girls.
No, they didn't. But his dad's clearly a perv, too. And we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Eskimo brothers with your father.
I never banged a teenager.
At least it wasn't at the same time, although...
I'm a sick, perverted fuck.
It may as well have been, though. Like, there could have still been
some
of that...
What if it was the same day and his cum was on Indy's
dick? It was.
That's not... Nick, I was going to say that in a much more polite way.
Why do you think Sean Connery doesn't eat pussy?
I was going to say, because do you think they shared ectoplasmic residue?
I don't get it.
Instead of talking about cum.
And marshmallow?
I didn't say anything about
father eats son's white. Cream pie out of like younger woman.
Yeah.
You got a little discharge here.
So then we get to the modern age where Indiana Jones just gets back from the retrieving the Cross of Coronado and the...
This is why he never wants to lose his hat. He's willing to reach his arm under that door that was closing in the temple because that hat means something to him. He can't just go buy another one.
It was given to him by a fellow thief?
Yeah, that tried to kill him.
And I like how he made
and later touched him, but we just didn't see that part.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was with the Boy Scouts, so the Scoutmaster already did that. Even back then.
He wanted that tubby one.
Yeah, well, he already had him.
Well, what happened is the guy with the hat unzipped, and he was like, oh, I know what. It was like, I know how to do this.
Like in Major Pain, you know, they picked the chubby one because he's got tits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the worst thing was the magic box trick in the train car, like where he disappears the train. You're like, really? That's the best you could do?
Wild Wild West does that better, to be honest.
Yes, it does. And that's saying something, because that movie is very questionable.
Yeah, I like it because I was a kid when I saw it, but like... Damn.
The replay value is a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
So then he's back as a teacher, and then they don't really explain this because they show all these students going crazy for him after class lets out. And, like, does that mean everybody wants to fuck him? Is it just the girls? But they also talk about him being way behind on grading, and, like, the administrator is like, you need to get all this done. He's like, eventually.
It was really bad in Raiders where all the girls are sitting there.
Yeah.
Through the whole class.
So, and you know that's he just bangs every single one of them because he has no recourse for his actions. I mean,
those girls will at least be of age because they're in college.
Yeah, but he steals for a living. And
unlike Marion.
Like,
did you read about all the script rights that this went through?
No.
Rewrites?
Pretty bad.
There was a script by Chris Columbus.
The guy that discovered America?
No. The guy who directed Home Alone, jackass. Anyway, it was called like Indiana Jones and the Monkey King, and it's about a Monkey King
ghost.
Is it
like that joke picture that's on the...
Apparently the script ended up leaking in the 90s.
Oh, really?
And people thought it was a fourth Indiana Jones script, but it was actually an alternate for Last Crusade.
So is that like the early
internet
days?
It involved
the
Fountain of Youth.
Oh, okay.
And
so that kind of...
But it was like peaches that people ate instead.
So similar. So they very loosely took the idea of immortality and tried
pretty much, because at one point somebody does eat a peach, but they're not pure of heart, so they like disintegrate in the script.
Okay. I mean, whatever.
They had to make it more Jesus-y.
But there was also a character in there that supposedly was written that was just in love with Indiana Jones, and it was like a younger woman character. So
typical.
Yeah.
That was George Lucas's contribution, wasn't it?
And she's a virgin.
Virgin princess.
Virgin princess. She wears white.
Had sex with a 16-year-old girl in the past, and now...
Yeah.
You know, everything about Indiana Jones is from my real life, too. So...
Yeah.
You know, I had a dog. His name was Indiana. Indiana Jones is now named after his dog in this movie.
Junior.
He just says that over and over. Stop calling me that.
That was pretty good.
I'm into degradation. That's why his father calls him that. My father called me names and then would make me fillet him. I don't know why I'm trashing George Lucas. It's just funny.
How did
George,
it's just funny. He's such a nice guy.
How did George Lucas get his flannel shirt?
Exactly.
We're going to see
that. Well, you see, I got my flannel shirt. You want to hear the story? Here's the story.
It was from a director when he was a kid.
Yeah, I met a...
took his shirt off.
I met a director, and he director, took his shirt off.
Took me to the casting couch and took his shirt off, and I kept that shirt, and ever since then I've
He took his pants off, and he put a blindfold on me, and he said he had a...
When you do the uhs and stuff, it almost like starts to have a slight Barack Obama quality to it, you know, because when he has that speech pattern, you're like, oh, man. All right. So
meat,
then we see
meat flavored popsicle. I sucked a meat flavored popsicle for the first time.
A little salty.
Donovan convinces Indiana Jones
to blow him
to go find his dad, and he like tells him this whole spiel, and he's like, "Oh yeah, your dad's the one who's missing."
Yeah,
like,
it was very dramatic.
Job better suited for my dad. And then he's like,
"Yeah, dad is the one who's missing."
Yeah, turns around. Like I feel like they underplayed that too. Like they should have made that this big thing, or been like, "Why didn't you fucking open with that?" Like, I would have said something smart-ass to... Wouldn't you have said something smart-ass to that? Like, why isn't he saying anything wise-ass to that guy?
So the main villain in this, you think he's a good guy at first, but then he becomes a bad guy.
Oh, he's just a fucking capitalist.
That same actor...
So that's all that is. He's
the same actor was the main villain in the Bond movie, For Your Eyes Only. And at first, you think he's a good guy, and then he's a bad guy.
Well, we also
And then
meet,
Sean Connery played James Bond, but in a different movie.
Well, we're forewarned of Dr. Schneider, who... turns out to be Dr. Eliza Schneider. And
Eliza Schneider.
Yeah.
Is that significant?
Schneider. I barely knew her.
Yeah. No, they're implying that it's a man Schneider. And then not somebody that everyone wants to bang. Because, like, that's Indy's first choice, right? That's the first thing he's trying to do. They're already flirting and, like, being gross with that. And
Nazis.
That's so fucking stereotypical. Like, her entire role, the way it was written.
Steven, in this movie... won a lot of full penetrative scenes.
And this is like a pro-Christian propaganda movie, if I've ever seen
one. Oh, yes, for sure.
Because they even make...
He says, Jesus Christ, and he's like, slaps him.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, all right, old man, this Flash is a fist fight, officially. Mm-hmm. You're getting punched in the fucking nose right now, immediately.
Well, when they go down to the catacombs, they say, well, this is so old, like, there's pagan writing down here. And like, well, that predates this by so many hundreds of years. And then Indy's dad, Henry, just keeps going on about...
Well, Jesus sucked my dick once, so pretty sure that's the right religion. At least it was a guy in a parking lot I paid $20 named Jesus.
Right, and this movie would have been a lot better had Indiana Jones died, because then they wouldn't be making questionable sequels, because he wasn't a believer and just died when he drank the water. Like, he didn't believe. Or when he stepped out on that ledge, it wasn't there, he just fell. I mean, that's what would have happened to me.
Well, yeah. I just had to be pure of heart.
Yeah, whatever.
Which he also isn't, I guess.
Definitely not.
Then we rehash the first movie.
Who's fucking... I mean, if it's God's idea of pure at heart, you have to do some fucked up shit to not be morally better than God. I'm morally better than the God of the Bible. I'm a fucking way better person.
Yeah, I haven't caused mass genocide and wiped out an entire population.
I don't manipulate people and be like, yeah, you gotta fucking go kill your son. You gotta go sacrifice that motherfucker to prove that you love me, bitch. And then... I don't do crazy shit like that. I just don't. I don't give children bone cancer.
No.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Are people small penises?
Yeah, no. In my world, everybody would have 9 inches. No, I'm just...
Everyone would be equal. No one would be bigger than anybody else. That way, there's no variety there. Oh. Then we get to see the little... tracing of the stone with like the crayon. You're like, oh boy, this feels like I'm at a restaurant. I'm a child. Let me draw on this big piece of paper. That was fun, wasn't it?
So you guys like this one less than Raiders?
Yes.
I had fun while I was watching this. I'm just criticizing the shit out of it because it's fucking Christian.
I get a little
propaganda.
Bored watching Raiders.
I got a little bored watching this.
I was a little bored until Connery showed up.
Yeah, and then they take forever to introduce that. Like, right, they go in there. And he fakes a Scottish accent, like, oh, yeah, we're here. And then they find the Nazis.
That was a little
awkward. He's stashed away upstairs. You're like, what? They're in a castle. Big fucking deal. Like, you knew they took that. It's occupied.
Some of the Nazi uniforms they used were real Nazi uniforms.
That's really fucked up.
Isn't it?
They wouldn't do that today.
No, they wouldn't. Because just like, makes me think of Charlie Day putting on the Nazi uniform and eating the banana. Like, I mean, just for comedic effect, the banana.
You're looking at, like, modern day times where anyone that's, like, still around from the Holocaust, they're legit chasing people down and charging them for their war crimes.
Spielberg's Jewish. Spielberg!
Isn't it? Yeah, and he's going to use real costumes for this?
Isn't it better to use a real costume than to create more Nazi uniforms? Because then there's more Nazi uniforms.
You can just destroy those ones, though.
Well, you could destroy the real ones after you shoot with it.
Yeah, but then you're trying to erase history, and that, you know, that's like everyone's...
That's not erasing history. We still have records of what happened.
Yeah, it's a very... I mean, you can argue that either way.
You
right?
don't just learn like history from costumes.
I'm going to give you something you can't take off.
Yeah.
What about the guy playing Hitler?
Yeah, they had a book burning, and I'm just literally just like, this is yeah, Florida right
that's
now.
That's what I was thinking,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, DeSantis? Oh, yeah, that is DeSantis.
You mean De Fuhrer?
Yeah, that's what he's called.
Well, yeah, Connery gets some good jabs in about burning books and stuff. And like, you should try reading books instead of burning them.
Yeah,
that's
which is
exactly
great.
What they should be telling Florida.
You're like, didn't De Fuhrer write a book?
My favorite
book
is the Bible.
Exactly.
There's a lot of sex in it.
You can burn those.
Especially between fathers and the... You ever read the story of Noah? Whew. That's one big orgy.
With animals?
So more of the Don't Call Me Junior. And then we get to the airship, the hot air balloon. Or not hot air balloon, but whatever. The blimp, whatever you want to call
Zeppelin.
It.
The
Zeppelin.
And they were pantsless in this scene because it was so hot, I read.
Oh, yeah.
Both Sean Connery and Indiana Jones, when you see them from the waist up, they're
on the
pantsless.
Zeppelin? Yeah. On the Zeppelin?
And it's at this point in time where they say they want to have a conversation, but they also discuss how they both have fornicated with Elsa Schneider. And then, you know, Elsa that's Schneider. The point in time where we realize that Donovan's the Nazi sympathizer.
I like to think I have a rather big dong. What about you, Harrison?
And he's like, well, since your mom's gone, like, I have needs, too. And you're like, okay, well, that's gross. You got your dad's sloppy seconds, and you're made from your dad. So that's, like, you really kept that in the movie? You guys thought that was a great idea? Like, that's a good part of the movie to keep?
That's hilarious.
It's fucking disgusting.
And then she's complimenting Indy behind him, and he's like, oh, yeah, she was good for me, too.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that just, really? Like, you made Jaws? Like
some Jerry Springer shit.
The fuck? You made Jaws, which is basically a perfect movie, and then this shit? Like, really? Are you fucking kidding me? It all went downhill from him after Jaws.
Well, Lucas didn't write the script for Jaws, or
I don't
have
give
any
a fuck.
Input on it, or whatever.
I don't care. He still had directing choice.
You know, I like Close Encounters.
Close Encounters.
Yeah, that's pretty good, too, but I still think Jaws is a better film overall. Close Encounters is some fucking... There's some downtime in there that's a little boring.
I disagree.
I'll disagree all you want. But then he makes this trash and sells it off as a movie. Hey, you ever bang the same broad that your dad did? Because I think that's a great idea to put into a movie here.
Probably. My dad fucked everybody in all the hometown.
Well, that's... you fucking... No, I'm not going to ask that question. I can't go there.
Stop.
We're going to stop.
There's a fairly good chance it happened. Probably.
Then we get... You know, the thing with this movie is they hit all the same beats they did in all the other movies, right? Okay,
bullshit,
there's the tunnels that they go down
shit.
Into.
Speaking of father
shit.
And son banging the same
Tiger
person.
Shit,
yeah.
Lion shit.
But that movie shit. Is satire and it knows what it's doing.
This better
movie,
than The Last Crusade.
Yes. I would say... It's right up there. They're pretty even.
Yeah.
I like this movie.
Oh, well, you're not saying much.
I might even like prefer to watch Kingdom of Crystal Skull before this.
Yeah, I don't like the religious
I don't remember
stuff.
That well enough. I'll have to find
I haven't
that
seen
out
it in long
weeks.
Enough either, but...
I'd rather see Shia LaBeouf and Aliens than people force
yeah,
this
you know what?
Before.
I really... After watching this, I get so pissed that people think they're like... And like I read an article... Or something, a quote today while I was researching some stuff. And it said, I was reading about the timeline of Indiana Jones, you know, just to see what year everything is. It's because the new movie's in 1969. So I was like, okay, what was the last one? I know it's the 50s, but
yeah,
they're talking about how fucking Kingdom of Crystal Skull is ridiculous because it's like, you know, injecting sci-fi into the franchise where it was never before. And you're like, are you fucking high? Religion is sci-fi. It's just old yeah. sci-fi.
Yes.
Immortality from Jesus' cup is sci-fi.
100%.
Yes.
Or fantasy.
Cults pulling hearts out. Yeah. They belong in the same
well,
section.
Well, that's what I was That's what I've said ever since
just
that movie
came
out.
Just because it takes place in the early 1900s, they're trying to say that doesn't count as science fiction because a lot of people associate science fiction with futurism. Not the same thing.
They were also saying like that Indiana Jones for the first three movies was referencing historical events, and I was like, who's writing this article? Because
No, I remember that. People were complaining because there was aliens in the movie, and like that's ridiculous. Like aliens, it's not most like, likely exist.
Not it's not like you were seeing a bunch of aliens religion. In there either. They don't interact with the aliens at all, I don't think.
No, it's more
like there's a spaceship that leaves at the end, but
and you see the aliens then, I think.
But I don't think they might see them and encounter them, but that's like one quick thing at the end. That's just the climax. It's kind of like how Close Encounters is, in that same regard, at least.
Yeah. So we see the funny dog fighting scene where they are on the airplane and Henry shoots the fucking plane and crashes them.
I don't remember dogs fighting. They were at a dog fighting.
Yeah. With the German airplanes. And then they crash the first one, and then the second one, he scares the birds away and kills the birds. You're like, so
oh, when they're on ground, yeah. I thought it was funny when Connery shot out their tail, whatever, and he's like,
that's funny, but it's also, like, this movie totally doesn't know what it wants to do. Like, it has some silly humor like that, but then it's also like, God exists, and we believe in God, and if you drink from this cup of water, then you're going to live forever. And
seeing
like,
Connery play this character is funny for me, I think.
Connery is hilarious in this movie. It's totally different than what you'd get, because he's kind of a bumbling idiot. He's not the action hero you're kind of used to him being, right? Mm. So I like his character in this movie, and I like how he's given Indiana Jones some shit throughout the movie, but it doesn't make it great.
Yeah.
And then we see that brotherhood again. They help shoot out the Nazis, right? And that's the brotherhood that tried to stop them early on with the boat scene. There's so much forgettable shit in this, but... And then we get the tank rescue and all the horseback stuff where we finally get where we're going. Finally to the last act here. Henry gets shot. They're going to kill him to make Indiana Jones go do the whole thing and make the rest of the trip.
Jehovah.
And then obviously we see people make bad decisions, right? Donovan fucking drinks from some gold lavish cup and fucking perishes. And then the knight, they're implying that he drank from the Holy Grail, and so he was able to stay alive forever where he was currently at.
If you
he's been there for 700 years.
If you keep drinking from it and the cup can't leave the temple or whatever.
Yeah,
if you keep drinking from it, then you live forever.
So they made rules about it. He's like, I've been waiting for you. Okay, so he's been
Miss
waiting
O'Neil.
For a long time. Yeah, a message for you, Miss O'Neil.
We've been waiting for you, Miss O'Neil.
What the five fingers say to the face. Yeah, so they chose the wrong cop, and then Elsa gets fucking greedy. She tries to help Indiana Jones choose the right cop, but I think he kind of already knew that. But as a kid, I just assumed he'd pick smart because, you know, or you chose wisely. He did not choose wisely.
Well, yeah, Jesus' cup wouldn't be the lavish one.
You know, he's like, that's the cup of a carpenter. And then they try to fucking keep the cup after they heal Henry, because they pour that water on Henry's bullet wounds, and it immediately turns into an Alka-Seltzer that heals him. Like, okay, all right. And then, obviously, shit hits the fan and the building falls apart, and no one can go back there now. It's all destroyed.
Yep.
So you have to live in that temple to live forever anyway. So who would want to do that?
Yeah. Like, why are you guarding it?
I guess you could bring in a TV and a lazy boy.
You'd have to have somebody do that, and in 1938, that wasn't really an option.
Life would just be boring anyway.
You're not just going to invite a bunch of people in there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I mean, you think Pizza Hut delivers there?
Just have some regular prostitutes brought in.
And then we get their word version of Force Ghosts with the guy saying, like, what happened to the other two people that he was in there with? Like, there's supposed to be three knights. Did the other two just stop drinking the water because they got fucking tired of living? Because I think that's what that movie and book Tuck Everlasting is about. Where they just, like, fucking are immortals, but then they get fucking tired of living because everything's so fucking monotonous and redundant that they just fucking hate it.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys died intentionally, even though they're serving Christ and they could have lived forever. Okay. Then we do the whole leaving there, right? Let it go. Collapsing as
they let it go in there.
And then they ask, what did you get from this?
Illumination.
We'll see.
And that's where we learned that they named the dog Indiana. Mm-hmm. The dog was named Indiana.
We'll see. Sean Connery had an arc. See, he says, "Let it go."
Yeah. Yeah, so they shoehorned a bunch of things in there. I don't know. This movie is, it's a fun watch, but if you, like, analyze it, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
What do you like about it, Nick? You've been pretty quiet over here as I've been tearing this movie apart. What did I get wrong in your opinion? Or do you have nostalgic ties to this movie that blind you to some of those things?
No, I have more nostalgic ties to Temple of Doom, but okay. I think beyond nostalgia, that one's just great.
I think Temple of Doom was a fresh concept, right? So
Temple of Doom's just batshit nuts from beginning to end.
All right, the last 3 minutes, I did something special for you.
What'd you do?
You pulled up a video? You made a video here?
Mm-hmm.
You made a video?
Oh, Indiana Jones. Oh, God.
What happens at 11 o'clock?
Oh, yeah.
Well, 11 o'clock fire!
Well, show the camera.
Alec has been making this amazing series of
Indiana Jones and his dad flying into the Twin Towers.
Indiana Jones and the Two Towers.
See, we're far enough removed from that now that people are just going to start joking about it, which I'm fine with, right? You know, you gotta laugh at
that
your
shit
tragedies.
Traumatized me. I literally watched the second plane go in on live TV in the morning while eating cereal, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
So did I.
This, like, isn't my Batman.
And then
bowl.
They all fell down, like, you know. You're like, "Huh? This is
yeah." We had Little Caesars that night. My mom was like, "I'm not cooking."
Yeah, no one was. This. Yeah, no one felt like
get some hot and ready.
People were fucking like going nuts over gas. It was a weird day.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I remember that. They were like, "It's gonna be $5 a gallon tomorrow."
And you're like, "Yeah, just wait a couple of decades."
Yeah, I remember waiting in line with my girlfriend. Yeah, well, it's gonna be $5 a gallon tomorrow. We're gonna get gas now.
Yeah.
God.
That was pointless.
Uh huh.
It probably did go up a little bit, but
I know places got investigated for price gouging, but not everyone went up. So, yeah, so that's Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
The Two
so,
Towers.
The Two Towers, Lord of the Rings. So, what'd you think, Nick? How do you rate this?
Who do you want to bang the most?
How many whips out of?
Yeah, actually, that's a good question. Yeah, your question.
Well, not the only. See, the only woman in this movie. Schneider or whatever?
I'm going Harrison Ford.
He's kind of in his peak there, right?
Well, no, I would say peak is Raiders for me. He's a little old here, but it's not bad. You gotta remember, he was already in his 30s when he did Star Wars, so...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You think he looked better in Raiders than Temple?
I don't know. Whichever he's more physically fit in. I'll take that one.
Oh. He takes his shirt off.
Whichever his cock is veinier.
I don't know.
You don't know. I don't think anyone does.
Isn't she the only woman in this whole movie, though? I don't remember another woman in this movie.
Besides the students, and I didn't pay enough attention to any students. Of them at the beginning.
I think
that
she's
is
the
weird.
Only
like,
woman
like,
in
even
this
like
whole
the
movie.
Surrounding cast, like you don't see a lot of.
She's the only one.
Well, that sounds pretty Christian to me, then. A sausage vest and everyone pretending like you got to worship. I'm going to piss people off with that, but you know, we do that anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. This episode is going to piss a lot of people off. Indiana Jones doing 9/11, Last Crusade sucking, and all of the Sean Connery and Harrison Ford fucking jokes and shit.
I would controversially say that the best thing that came out of this movie is the people that have photoshopped the Ghostbusters coming away after busting, you know, coming down that same stone hallway that he goes down. I would say that's probably one of the better things that's come from this movie.
Yeah.
So... Tell us why you like this movie and give us an essay on what we missed
an
on
essay.
It. Yeah. I want a 5-page essay on what we got wrong with this movie.
Why do you agree that Temple of Doom is better?
Temple of the Doom.
Most people don't like Temple of Doom.
I know.
So weird.
You know, it's weird that they did a young Indiana Jones series instead of like an animated show for this. This seems like the type of shit that would have been ripe for an animated series.
They could have brought back Short Round.
Yeah.
Well, that's that. Subscribe to our Patreon. Patreon.com/strangeglowvideo. Currently, our newest episode is a review of The Flash. It is a spoiler review.
An early review. We had an early screening.
We already saw it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we spoil it on there. We also have a regular review of it, spoiler-free on the normal feed. Mm-hmm. And before that, we did a Mario episode. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, and even if you don't want to get spoiled on The Flash just yet, that's just one of the best ways to help us out is to join the Patreon or give us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, if you're listening to the audio feed. Obviously, upvote if you're into the YouTube thing, right?
And share.
And like, comment, share. You know, do the thing.
If you tell one friend about our show, and they tell one friend about our show, and they tell one friend about our show.
And they tell two friends.
Everyone can get pissed at us. And that's how
I missed the part where that's my problem.
We turn into Peter Parker Spider-Man emo version. So.
Well, that's the show, everyone. Good night.
That's it.
Good night.
To return some videotapes. To return.